Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi friend, I am excited to do this another episode here with you today. But before we get started, I want to tell you what's going on right now. I'm sitting in my backyard. It is so beautiful outside. It is in the upper 60s, maybe low 70s right now. It is mid-October in Florida. I am just sitting there watching the trees, watching the birds, just recording this episode from just absolute beauty. And I love the weather here, and this is why we moved. This is why we moved. We moved for this beautiful weather so we can spend more time outside. Yes, summers were super muggy and hot, but right now is absolutely gorgeous. Before we get really started, I wanted to remind you that this week on the 20th, I am hosting a stress release session for you mamas. This is something that I've never done before. It is completely free. The link to sign up is in the show notes. And this is a session that we will come together. We'll do a brain dump together. So we'll write down everything that's weighing you down, thinking is causing the stress for you. Then we're going to pick one thing that is in your control, make an action step, something you can do about it. Then you're going to pick one thing that's out of your control, and we're going to talk about how to release the control so it doesn't cause that extra stress for you. And then we're going to do a meditation together that is calming and peaceful and grounding. You're going to leave feeling so supported, so relaxed, so chill, so peaceful. I cannot wait to see you there. So you are personally invited to come join me there. Today I wanted to talk to you about, I want to share with you a story that happened when I was in my early 20s. I shared about it on Instagram, but I wanted to share it here as well because I think it is so, so important. So when I first finished college, I went to college to become a physical therapist assistant, and it was an associate's degree. I got a job part-time close to my house. And I was a new mom. I had a newborn, and I had a coworker. She was a clinic manager, and I remember her working just a lot of hours. She would always work late, stay late, because there's so much paperwork involved when you are a clinic manager. There's all these extra things you needed to do. But then she had a full load of clients during the day. She didn't have like admin time that she had scheduled during the day. Later on, she started doing that because she couldn't keep up with the admin work. But what I wanted to share with you, I remember wondering, how does she do it all? She had a full-time job. She had two kids in school, but they played sports and they had traveling basketball, which on the weekends she traveled, you know, out of the house. She hosted a bunch of events at her house. She also had a garden because it was like summertime. I remember her having a garden. She worked out. She made homemade meals and, you know, had healthy food all the time. She would go on dates with her husband. It just seemed like she had it all together. She was just able to keep up with life. And I was just really kind of impressed. I mean, I was in my early 20s, so I didn't know much. And I was just super impressed. And as I worked there, something started to happen. I noticed, well, everybody noticed, a significant change in how she was showing up. She started to make a ton of mistakes with her admin work and paperwork that other people had to fix now, and other coworkers that had to fix now. It was not intentional. It just started to happen. Then she started to develop some health issues that nobody really knew what was going on. She would go to all these doctors, and they could not help her. They would say all the blood work is coming back normal because she exercised, she had ate healthy. So like technically she was healthy. One of the biggest things that she was struggling with is she literally could not sleep at night. Legit. She just could not sleep. She would go to sleep, but she couldn't. Her brain or body just wouldn't allow her to fall asleep. Obviously, when you're sleep deprived, you can't focus, you can't concentrate, you can't think clearly. You start making a ton of mistakes. You physically don't have energy as well. And I remember her really, really struggling, being super frustrated that the doctors couldn't figure out what's going on. I suggested her to go to a holistic doctor that I knew, and she did. And that doctor, you know, had a started doing all these vitamins and supplements and muscle energy work, and she started to cut out all these toxins out of her, you know, life, and, you know, her hairspray and, you know, just like all these, you know, air fresheners, blah, 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 all the things that you use in daily life that maybe cause toxins. And it was like she invested so much into that, into her physical well-being, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. She had to go down to working part-time because she still couldn't keep up with things. Eventually, she completely quit and had to not work for a while because her body completely started to shut down. And over time, she went to find another job, and slowly but surely, she went back to work super part-time. But what was really going on, I believe, now knowing what I do know, is that she was completely burned out because none of the blood work, none of the tests from the doctors like gave her anything. She had so many signs of complete burnout, and I will go through it with you right now in just a minute. How do you know that you are getting burned out? How can you spot that, and what can you do about it? Let's start out with the physical, because I think that one is kind of easy to spot when things are just not going right with your body. So you are going to start feeling lots of tension, just like very tight, like your neck, your body's going to feel really tight. Sleep problems, like my friend, my coworker experienced sleep problems. You either are always tired and you always want to sleep, like you just can't wake up. Or you have the opposite, you literally can't fall asleep and your body just can't get the rest that it needs. Digestive issues, upset stomach, just like lots of digestive problems. That is another one that you will start experiencing. Acne, adult acne. Yes, sometimes it's hormonal, but actually our hormones are affected by our stress levels as well. So that's possible for you. No libido. Obviously, when you're so stressed out and overwhelmed, you're running on empty and fumes, you don't have energy to have sex with your spouse. Missed menstrual cycles. That's a big sign that your body, that something's wrong, that something is not right. Things are just not working well. Weight gain or severe weight loss. Some people want to eat a lot. Some people miss meals and don't eat at all when they're super stressed. Headaches and migraines. That's a huge one. I recently worked with a client in the springtime where she would experience, the reason she started working with me was because she went to the doctor because of these headaches and migraines she experienced, where everything would go black and would happen when she's like driving. Like everything would just go black and she had to pull over. It was like dangerous. And the doctor's like, that is stress related. You need to look for some help because that is not okay, right? And that's why she even found me and reached out to me. Energy crashes, exhausted, fatigue. Okay, so when you are burned out, you're not just like, oh, I'm tired. Like, it's time to lay down and get some rest. It's like, no, you are so drained. You are so freaking exhausted beyond like you can't function. It's so hard. You're so tired. Like you can like just lay down and just not even get up because you're so tired. Sugar cravings, high blood pressure, you know, when we're tensed and stressed out, high blood pressure, obviously, right? clenched jaw, grinding teeth. How about mentally? You are super overwhelmed, right? When you're burned out, when you had no time to recharge or restore, you will get overwhelmed. You have all the things that you need to do because maybe you think you have to do them all and you have a hard time asking for help. Who knows? That's the kind of stuff the work I do with you in my program. We figure out why are you overwhelmed to begin with. You're overstimulated. Your brain, your mind, your body is super stimulated. It needs that calming effect and it doesn't get it. Constant worrying and anxiety, racing thoughts, forgetfulness, being disorganized, right? When you're not getting right sleep, when you're super stressed out and anxious, you forget things, you can't focus, inability to focus, there you go. That was what's happening with my coworker, right? Poor judgment, being negative and just seeing things from a negative lens. How about emotionally? How is it going to show up emotionally? Because if you're physically struggling, you're going to have a hard time mentally as well, right? It's going to mentally affect you. And if you're mentally struggling, you will emotionally struggle. Like mental is your thoughts and just kind of like, you know, how your mind works and just being able to focus and like make decisions. That's mental. Emotion is how you handle your emotions. And if you're mentally struggling, if you're mentally in a negative state, right, because you're so stressed out, you see things from a negative lens, you're overstimulated, you're overwhelmed, you will emotionally have a much harder time regulating. And so it's going to come out in yelling. And actually not just yelling, screaming. There's a difference between like, hey guys, come over here, you know, like hurry up, because I raise my voice with my kids, like here and there, but yelling is another level, and screaming at the top of your lungs that your voice freaking hurts because you screamed so much at your family, that's a whole nother level. Mama, that means you're really, really struggling. You feel so out of control in your life, something has to be done. Feeling just constantly agitated, annoyed, snappy, frustrated, irritated. Everything is just, you're just on edge. It seems like everything is just out of control and you just is bothering you. Stuck in a negative mood and mental state. So like, it seems like everyone in your family is just getting on your nerves. They're annoying. No matter what they do, they're just annoying. Hard time relaxing your mind and body. Feeling super low and depressed and avoiding others. Those are some signs that something is up, something is not right, something is going on. And here's one of my favorite quotes. If you do not pick a day to rest, your body will pick it for you and it will be at a very inconvenient time. Let me say it again. If you don't pick a day to rest, your body will pick it for you and it will be at a very inconvenient time. You are not designed to constantly go, 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 go without rest. You were not created that way. If you are a Christian and a believer like I am, God created the world in 6 days and he rested on day seven. Do you rest? Do you rest? Let's say even once a week, do you rest? Do you take things easy? Do you take things slow? You absolutely have to have white space in your week because things will not go your way all the time. Kids won't cooperate all the time. Kids will have hard days too. And in order to be able to connect with them and help them through it, if you're constantly busy, go, 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 you're not going to be able to do that. You don't have the time or the energy to do that. Mama, here's my question for you. The way you're living right now, is this sustainable? If nothing changed, are you willing to live like this for the rest of your life? Those are some hard questions. Here's another quote. If nothing changes, nothing will change. If you don't do any changes in your life, how in the world are things going to be different tomorrow? They're not. Nothing's going to change if nothing changes. You have to do something different to get different results. So if the way you've been living your life right now is not supportive, if it's draining, if it's overwhelming, if it causes you anxiety, you got to look at your life. One of the things I do in my program in that first section when you join is we take a look at your life. How is your life going right now? What are your commitments? What are the things that you're doing right now? You look at it and you're like, is this sustainable? Is this supporting me? Or is this draining me? All right. What is not serving me and my family in this season in our lives? Because there's different seasons, right? Sometimes there are seasons where you have to take things slow. You have to say no to more things. And I need you to remember, every time you say yes to something, you say no to something else. So if you say yes to volunteering, you're saying no to family time. If you're saying yes to another work project, you're saying no to self-care. You can't be doing both at the same time. Okay, it doesn't work that way. Your time is limited. Your energy is limited. I have a client that I'm starting to work with next week, and I was looking through her intake form, and she works two jobs, two full-time jobs, and she's struggling. She's really, really struggling. And as I was looking over that form, and I'm like, it makes so much sense. I would be struggling like crazy too. You're not designed to work nonstop from morning until night. Your body was not created that way. Your body and your nervous system absolutely needs time to decompress. So what is it in your life that you're doing right now that is not supporting you, that is draining your energy? What can you say no to? Just say no to it. What can you delegate, right? What can you delete out of your life? What can you just leave for later? It's not that important. It is really, really important. Like every season in life, I feel like every few months, I really like to assess kind of like, how are things going right now? What are my focus for the next few months? What do I want to focus on? Like right now, for me, it's business. I'm focusing on growing and expanding my business. I'm focusing on expanding my reach by going to other people's podcasts and sharing my story and my guidance and my mentorship. That is my focus right now, which means my kids are not in sports and activities, which means I'm not volunteering. My focus right now is to grow my business for the next 5 years and expand that and grow that. So then I have more freedom to do other things and commit to other things. Well, I can't even really volunteer much right now because I have a one-year-old with me at home. I can't do school volunteering because I have a one-year-old. I have a one-year-old that is home with me. She takes one nap during the day, a couple hours long, which means I cannot overcommit and I cannot take on too many clients because I don't have a lot of time to spend with them because I have a little one. Just recognizing what the season in life am I in right now? What are the things that are serving me? What is not serving me? What can I delegate? What can I delete? What can I let go of? Okay, mama. If you feel like you're drowning in motherhood, if everything feels so heavy, you feel like you literally cannot get your head above water, this is what I'm here for. Does this sound like you? You never have any time for yourself because life just seems to get in the way. You always feel stressed and overwhelmed in everyday life. You're constantly losing your marbles at your kids and your partner. Life feels so hard, you literally don't know what to do. You're consumed with mom guilt and it's preventing you from doing anything. You don't know who you are anymore and you feel absolutely miserable. You lost yourself in motherhood and you feel like crap all the time. You yell at your kids every day. You feel so guilty about it and you really don't know how to stop that pattern. You compare yourself with other moms and you wish you had a better life. You're living in constant chaos without good structure, schedule, or a routine. You do everything yourself at home, and when you want a break and more help, you feel so guilty and bad for asking for it. Life is just so mundane, and you feel so tired of it. Mama, if you want positive change, this is what my program does. If this is you and you're listening to this, you're like, oh my goodness, this is exactly me. Mama, reach out to me. In the show notes, there's a link over there on the bottom that says my 6-week one-on-one coaching program. Click on it, look through that description of my program, and then on the bottom of it, you can reach out and schedule a call with me to see if my program is the right fit for you. It might not be. And if it's not, I will let you know. I want you to feel supported and guided. And sometimes my program is not the right fit for you. Sometimes you do need to go to therapy if you have a ton of trauma. And you do. Then you do. I will direct you to that, Mama. But if you want to feel supported, if you want to feel light, if you want to feel like you are truly creating a life that you look forward to, you are excited to get up in the morning, you're so much more peaceful and calm and grounded and freaking patient with your kids. If that is what you desire, more alone time, more time with your partner without feeling guilty, asking for help without feeling guilty, this is what my program does. I help you go from feeling like you're drowning and completely burned out to feeling like you are supported and guided and relaxed and calm and peaceful. That I know my program can do that for you. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is me. I need that one-on-one support. Like, I bought programs before, I've listened to podcasts before, but I just can't seem to implement. I feel like I'm at a complete loss. My life is just completely falling apart. Mama, reach out to me. I'm here for you. I want this for you. I want you to transform your motherhood and turn that corner from surviving to thriving. I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes? This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.